This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A man in France, Dominique Pellicot, 72 years old, who admitted to drugging his wife Giselle for almost a decade and inviting dozens of strangers to join him in raping her, has been convicted of aggravated rape and other charges. 50 other men were also convicted. The Frenchman, Dominique Pellicot, was accused of organizing the mass rape of his wife over decades. Pellicot used a so-called dating website where Pellicot chatted freely with others about sexual violence and recruited men to rape his wife. Giselle Pellicot was drugged by Dominique and, while unconscious, raped more than 200 times by 70 different men who all met Pellicot online. Using pseudonyms, Pellicot engaged in an online community where sexual abuse was shared and normalized. Pellicot chatted regularly in a forum called Without Her Knowledge on Coco.fr, a website hosting several chat rooms glorifying sexual violence. Pellicot often met on video calls with the men, during which he flipped the camera around to show them his unconscious, drugged wife. Over a nearly 10-year period, he enlisted dozens of men, including a firefighter, a journalist, a nurse, men of all ages and backgrounds. The youngest convicted is now 27 years old, the oldest 74. All the men convicted in Avignon lived less than 30 miles from the Pellicot's house. Online, Pellicot shared intimate photos and videos of Giselle, several of which showed her being raped. Despite the shutdown of the website that Pellicot used to enlist men, a website which was not on the dark web, there are still similar open online French forums where rape and sexual abuse are used. In online messages and in texts, several men expressed their admiration for Dominique and shared their desire to do the same to their own female partners. Another defendant on trial has not been accused of raping Giselle, but has been charged with drugging his own wife and inviting Dominique to rape her. For years, spaces like Coco.fr gave voice to this kind of misogynistic discourse. At its peak in 2023, the Coco website had 778,000 visits a month. The site's entirely unmoderated chat rooms fostered graphic discussions on often illegal subjects. Giselle Pellicot has testified that she was completely unaware of her husband's actions. Over time, the frequent sedation and sexual abuse began to take a physical toll. Her husband accompanied her on several doctor's visits, during which she complained about memory loss and pelvic pain. It was only after Dominique Pellicot was arrested in a nearby supermarket in September 2020 for filming up the skirts of female customers, for which he was later convicted, that his dark web of crimes came to light. While investigating the upskirting, police officers confiscated his hard drive, laptop, and phones and found hundreds of images and videos of his wife of 50 years being raped, opening one of the most horrifying sex offense cases in modern French history. Giselle Pellicot is being hailed as a hero to women as she chose to waive her anonymity and face the men accused in a court process open to the media and members of the public. Scientists have discovered the organism with the largest genome on Earth, in a plant that itself is actually quite small. The New Caledonian fork fern, which grows 2 to 4 inches tall and is native to several Pacific islands, has 160 billion DNA base pairs. For reference, the human genome has 3 billion base pairs. If the genome were stretched out, the fork fern's genome would be taller than the tower that houses Big Ben in London. The genome sequencing is just the beginning of the story, though. Now researchers must figure out why the species has so many DNA base pairs. Study co-author Ilya Lech said, "Who would have thought this tiny, unassuming plant that most people would likely walk past without notice could bear a world-beating record in genome size? This discovery also raises many new and exciting questions about the upper limits of what is biologically possible." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.